The Traveler's Journal, May 12th. White water rafting through the wilderness. Rivers were mankind's original highways. Long before Huck Finn rafted the Mississippi, exploring mighty rivers attracted adventurous travelers. In the last 30 years, river rafting has become a popular option for travelers looking to escape humdrum vacations. Floating along on an untamed stream through majestic wilderness can provide both a thrill a minute and plenty of time for contemplation. Many rafters report returning home with different views, both of themselves and the world. A wide range of outfitters now offer guided expeditions down rivers most people have never heard of, much less dreamed rafting. Some of the U.S.'s most rafted waterways are the Colorado through the Grand Canyon, Idaho's Salmon River, the Rouge in Oregon, West Virginia's Gauley and New Rivers, as well as the Youghiogheny in Maryland and Pennsylvania. But you can also raft the Usumacinta in Mexico or the Tatsunshini and Alsek in Alaska. The Omo and Zambezi are two popular African rafting rivers, but you can also explore the Rufiji in Tanzania. There are organized rafting trips to still wild rivers in Europe, Asia, and the jungle islands of the Pacific. Wilderness rafting was once a pastime for those who liked to rough it, but the organizers of these trips have steadily removed the risks and rigor while keeping the pleasures and thrills intact. Some even provide gourmet cooking. While airfares to distant rivers can be expensive, river rafting trips themselves tend to be reasonably priced. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.